First of all, let me just say that I respect everybody who said what they needed to say, and I don't take this personally, so that's not the issue. Let me address a couple of things. I took some quick notes. Regarding John Banks, who's the president of the Pines Condo Association, he's my neighbor. I did speak with him, and he's very concerned about values. And I asked him why he thought values were going to be up or down, and because if that's the case, I want to buy some more real estate based on what his decisions might be if he knew what was going on. We don't know if values are going to go up or down. I don't think that that's a fair, honest statement, but that's his opinion. And so I'm trying to do things based on facts. And the other side of me is Logan, and Logan wrote a letter, and I gave this to the board on January 10th, which says, this is to the hearing board of Taney County regarding the authorization of nightly rental at 140 South Tuscany Unit B. We live in the adjacent unit and are members of the Pine Condo Association, and we have no issues or concerns with regard to allowing nightly rentals. So it's important that you know that. I also have another letter from someone across the street in the Pines. Again, we pay separate dues than they do. It's important to know that. This is a financial decision that I think needs to be stated. Regarding 9.16, which Dennis brought up, if you read the rest of that section of 9.16, and I will read a sentence that goes further down. Notwithstanding the above, however, leasing of single-family or condominium units will be allowed. I don't believe that there's anything such as grandfathering in. These are the same CNRs that have been in place since 2006. Everyone who's spoken knew that there were nightly rentals in this community. This isn't a neighborhood in a subdivision. This is a community that is governed by its HOA CNRs. And these CNRs don't specifically state that there cannot be nightly rentals. And I ask those who have spoken, if they are that concerned about this, then I urge them to go to the board, of which two board members have spoken, and change those CNRs, allow them, be clear about it. But until you're not clear about it, here is someone who purchased a unit in which the listing agreement said nightly rentals are okay. One other thing regarding noise, I think that oftentimes, I guess I just don't know why I'm here. I'm sure you guys go through this every single month, and it can be simply put that if they just changed the CNRs and been clear about it, you know, we just had a unit down the street from us that was sold, and the buyer thought that he could do a nightly rental, and in the 11th hour found out he was concerned that he couldn't do a nightly rental based on these meetings, and he got out of the deal, and I don't know if there's a lawsuit pending on that issue or not, but this is a big concern. And if there's so much noise and if there's so much concern, not one sheriff's report has come to light. Not one. And you will be told that they can't, that you have to leave your name and your phone number, and I get that. But if it's that bad, then you need to do what you need to do your due diligence. And I ask those who are so opposed to this to take responsibility, but until then, I ask this board to reverse the previous decision and allow this to be a nightly rental. Don't make that decision for them. Thank you.
Yes, have any questions for him?
I do have a question.
Yes, sir.
The letter that you had there from the adjacent landowner, now that's the common wall, that's the other half of the house, there, which is the duplex.
Yes, it's they're above us. They're on the second floor. They would fence us. Their stairway goes up against our living room, and then they are above on the second floor there. It's kind of a strange situation. I have Jerry on this side, and I have them on up here.
Okay. But it's under the common roof.
Yes. Yes. I can leave those letters with Scott. I had them from January 10th.
Okay, so just for my clarity, because maybe this threw me off for a little bit, because you're saying us. So did I understand you just then that, because this is a triplex, right?
Yes, sir.
So you live in the same building?
Well, I now live with Margaret, yes.
Okay, because you were saying us. So I'm just trying to make sure I was...
I just moved into this.
Okay, so yeah. You... But if this was nightly, if this was approved for nightly rental, you wouldn't be living there.
Eventually, no.
Okay. All right. So it is, you're currently residing in the same unit that you're proposing to apply for an appeal for.
Margaret owns this unit. Yes.
Okay. That's what I was just trying to understand.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Now we have a letter from one other person in the building. What about the other?
Well, there's three people in the building. One is Margaret, one is Logan, and then we have a letter from someone in the other building. So.
But the third owner he's talking about.
That was an opposal, right?
That was opposing party?
Yeah.
On the other side of that says John, who Tom read the letter for.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think John was more concerned about value than nightly rentals.
That's fine. Okay.
So.
Anybody else have any questions before he steps down? Okay. All right. Thank you. So, board, when we're looking at this appeal, I mean, just a reminder, the two things we look for in the area of law is based on this location would injure the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity of the neighborhood. And the second item is planning commissioner who made the motion personal weight of the CCRs. So with that, we'll close the public hearing for discussion and open to you guys' thoughts on this. And while y'all are thinking, Scott, can you clarify something for me too? Because I've had a hard time pulling up this map, but is there a section that was approved now for future nightly rentals in that area, and there's an area that's not, or none of it is?
None.
According to the map that was made.
Which map? The traditional planning. Zoning map.
Yeah.
No, your zoning, I can pull that up real quick.
I don't know why.
What you were asking.
That was the question.
That's the question.
Traditional planning zoning.
Sorry.
So when we zoned this, and this is per the prior attorney to Travis that had the 17 nightly rentals come through because they didn't feel like they had the permitting through the past Division 3s. So this is all A1 zoned. This is R1. The golf course is C2. The triplexes are R3. The duplexes are R2. So, no, there's no NR1 or NR3.
There's no...
Now, C2, you can do nightly rentals in, but that's the golf course area.
Okay.
So there's not any... The ones that are doing it in there still have the special use. And I think they were correct. I don't know that we've had any conditional use approvals. I'd have to go back and look.
Okay. No.
But they don't carry.
They don't carry?
And when they sell, they go away. So.
Well, yeah. Okay.
So it doesn't change zoning. If they get a conditional use or special use permit in this area, like Mr. Persinger said, it does not change the zoning.
Gotcha.
But there's no NR nightly rental 1 or NR3 multifamily nightly rental zoning.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying that. And for future reference, is that parcels that you clicked on? What is that? What is the tab that showed that mapping?
Zoning?
Zoning. Is that
zoning.
What it was? Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Got it.
Seventh one down, you click.
I don't know why I struggled to find that third day. Okay, thank you, Scott.
I guess I have a question. Does the applicant understand that the zoning just adheres to that ownership and will not be transferred?
Correct.
Yeah.
Margaret is entitled to the property and will stay entitled to the property, yes.
And And of course, when she ceases to own it, then a conditional use permit would not transfer.
Go away.
And she understands that.
Correct.
So, Mr. Chairman, when I filter it through, was there an error of law made? I think there were the two points that we considered here. I heard arguments that maybe the location wouldn't injure the use and enjoyment of the property, but I didn't hear that there was an error made in the previous board's decision on that. I think there's arguments both ways there. We're just rehearing the same argument, maybe. Again, I don't think there was an error. I didn't hear that there was an error that the previous board had made in that. And then secondly, the personal use or personal weight on the CC&Rs. I mean, I don't know if the CC&Rs prohibit or don't prohibit. I couldn't tell you that, but they took them into account and the previous commissioner felt that it did. But again, was there an error in that? I just didn't hear the error from the applicant.
Okay.
I don't believe there was an error made in the legality of the decision.
And we're unbound by the CC&Rs.
Right.
We can't consider those.
But if I understand right, because it does make it, there is some changes that have occurred that allowed the planning and zoning to carry the weight of CC&Rs, or suggestion from a CC&R. Is that correct, Scott?
So they cannot solely base a denial or approval, whichever way the CC&Rs would say, on the CC&Rs.
Right.
If their only reason to approve or deny an application and their only statement was due to the CC&Rs, they could not carry any farther, because we are not circuit court. The only enforcement body of CC&Rs is circuit court.
Right.
But if there's other factors involved and they get presented the CC&Rs, they look at those, they're like Mr. Roebuck said, we don't fully understand them, but that could be part of the weight of, with it on top of all these other things, it just needs to be approved or denied, whichever direction they go.
Thumb on the scale.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thumb on the scale.
Yeah. So they can be considered as part of a decision.
Which is what they
said. No, that's all they did.
The decision.
Yeah. Took that as part of their consideration.
Yeah, correct.
Because it clearly states that the denial is based on nightly rental in this location would injure the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity of the neighborhood, and planning commissioner who made the motion personally weighed, personal weight of the CC&Rs. So it's saying they took it into consideration. So
and that's all, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't the only part of the decision.
Right. And you know, with these type of appeals, the challenge we have is to remain solid on looking for an error in law based on what they stated.
Mr. Hurd, you have an opposing view here. You're quiet.
I don't think that there was an error in law. I think that, you know, as far as whether a nightly rental in the location would injure the use and enjoyment for other property in the immediate vicinity, that's a hard call.
It's under the same roof and the same.
I mean. Yeah.